Welcome to a brand new episode of YouTube Boxing Season Podcast. I'm your host, Fight Lounge. And on this episode, I'm going to give my fight predictions and I'm going to break down a couple of fights from Social Knockouts 2. I'm only going to talk about Nael versus Tyson. Nael is the creator and founder of the Bread Batch. And I'll be talking about Slim versus Abaddon. The other fights, if you guys really want me to, I will make a prediction. You know what, actually? Let's speak on that. Hold on. Yeah, I think I am going to do another podcast right before. I think I'm going to do it Thursday. This will be the day before Social Knockouts. But here's the thing. This episode, I will be answering questions from you guys. I'm recording on the Anchor app, and I got this app because of Slim and Adam. Well, they used to have a podcast called Social Profile. Excuse me. It's been like, I think, almost a year since the last time they did it. But on one episode, they just took all questions from people. So, I know sometimes I go on IG Live, but my time is the time zone so messed up. So when I get on, it's not very many people available. I used to go on Stereo app. Stereo is like a live, I guess like a live sports talk show, and you guys would chime in and answer questions. However, this time's gonna be different. This time I'm gonna post a link on Anchor. I'm gonna post a link on Twitter, and I'm gonna post a link on IG as well. IG won't have a clickable link, so you have to follow me on Twitter. And you guys will be able to submit questions. I'll play right here on the show. So, again, I'm going to give my prediction for this fight. But on Thursday, if you guys want me to break down Adam Silva versus Anus, and I'm going to call him Anus because he's boxing straight as the first ever female influencer fight, or Annie Productions versus a dude who slept him with some baby shit. I do as I will, but I do want Thursday show to be a Q&A from you guys. So, it can be some random questions. You know, it can be about Social Knockouts too. You know, the next YouTube boxing event, etc. So, you know, this isn't as interactive as, you know, a Stereo app, but maybe this is the next best thing. Okay, so the first fight that I'm going to give my prediction is going to be up Tyson versus Nael. Nael is the creator and founder of the very popular Instagram account, The Bread Batch. Every big influencer follows the application, they comment on it, they interact with it. It's a very powerful page. And I don't know the exact time or date when he created it. I only learned about YouTube boxing and the YouTube culture itself 2 days before KSI versus Logan won. It was on Thursday. And that's how I learned about all this. But from what I can tell, he was doing the Bread Batch, I think, before even KSI versus Joel was announced. So I think that's when KSI was still beefing with the Sidemen. But either way, he's been doing it from day one. So he has seen the rise and the growth of YouTube boxing. I guess now you can call it influencer boxing, since you've got TikTokers and popular Instagram and Twitter accounts fighting now. But he's seen a rise. He's seen people's profile rise financially, you know, the benefit of fighting. And they are young. You know, that's one thing. I'm, you know, 30, about to be 31 in a couple of months. So I'm too old, too washed, too doing that. But these guys are young and prime. Like, all the big YouTubers, except for, I think, for Osman Broom and Azo Sabi, they're 30. Majority of people who got started was, like, under 25. That's a good age. And so when it comes to these fights, I always like to talk about how they got here. How both men or how both opponents got to fight each other, the background or the backstory, I should say. And so, yeah, for Nael, he has been, you know, running the Bread Batch for a couple of years, very successful. Let me check real quick. Let me see how much followers he has. I think like 200K. I could be shortchanging him. Hold on. Just one moment. Sorry for the dead air. Yep. Over 260K followers. So, who knows? Maybe after a win, you might crack 300K. But as I was saying, he's a media guy just like I am. You know, I have podcasts, I have a YouTube channel, etc. So I follow YouTube Boxing. He follows the culture, pop culture, and of course, influencer culture. So he's always been behind the scenes guy. And so this is the first time that he's gonna be in front of the camera. They recently did a press conference, him and Tyson, which I'm going to get into when I talk about Tyson. That was the first time like he's taller than I thought he was gonna be. And he didn't do bad on microphone. It was the very first, you know, quote unquote promo, you know, to build fight. Majority of this, we just want to see how he looks. He is, that's a media guy, you know, like I am. And so, kind of cool to see him in front of camera instead of behind the scenes. But I follow him on his personal IG as well. And I think it was around KSI versus Logan 2, or maybe Jake versus Gibb. He was showing like video clips and pictures of him in the gym with like boxing gloves on. And so I knew back then, I was like, okay, he might want to try and get in the ring. Which makes sense because this all YouTube boxing is made out of clout, bragging rights, and money. And like I said, he has 200 and over 260K followers on Instagram. Plus, he all of being the influencers know who he is, so he has a machine behind him, and he has really good resources. He probably looked at all these people and like, I think I can do that. So I think he was going to probably fight before the pandemic. And of course, the pandemic had screwed everybody's plans and everybody's life. I think so. So I think back then he was planning on this. Now, did he think he was going to be fighting in Dubai? You know, on the undercard of a Slim and Adesanya fight, probably didn't, but when the opportunity comes, you gotta take it. And so that's how his story. His story is he's been covering YouTube boxing, he's been covering all these influencers, their journey. He's seen the Logans, the KSIs, the Jakes, he would have done for their career. And but one thing I do want to mention on his page. He has seen people talk so much shit and they get humbled. He was around when Joe Weller got turned into a meme, when Fousey, when Nate Robinson, when Az Wasabi, when Fousey, etc., such a Ben Askren. Even Logan. And he said, you know, I sneezed 3 times against KSI. Now, I haven't made my prediction yet, but if Nao was to get knocked out by Tyson, I wonder if he would show that. You know, loss of that viral clip on his page. He probably posted it once because you kind of have to. But I wonder how long he'll be in on joke. For example, when Gibb got turned to a meme, he couldn't tweet nothing without people saying crab, crab, you know, Mr. Krabs, crab walk. Remember, he put something on Instagram, people was clowning him. That was for a whole year until he beat Holder. So that shit doesn't go away. Fousey, people still call him punching bag and whatever. So that's my little 2 cents is if he do get knocked out, I wonder if he would post it on his IG page, if he was getting clowned when he joined in on the fun, because we follow his page over years, he always posting people's knockouts, posting memes. But you know, how would he take it if he's above a joke? You know, but let's see if that will happen. So now let's talk about Nao's opponent, Tyson. He literally just popped up on the scene. Social Knockout took a page out of Social Gloves. Social Gloves, they had something called a pull-up event, which is an 8-man tournament. Hold on, let me turn my laptop off. I don't know if you guys hear it in the background. If you guys have been hearing it in the background, I apologize. Like I said, hopefully you guys are liking this new audio, because this is a wireless headset. The other one on previous episodes is the little standard headphones. You just plug into the phone. You have a little microphone. So hopefully this is clear. Hopefully this is louder. So hopefully you don't hear me breathing too hard or etc. If so, just let me know and I'll try to improve the quality. I want more listeners. I don't want less. Especially, there's gonna be so many more YouTube boxing events in the horizon. That's what I think. But let's talk about Tyson. Social Gloves, they put on a pull-up event. It was a 8-man, I believe it was 8-man tournament. So they had like a TikToker and a YouTuber version. So, and people all fight each other. And whoever won got featured on a card. The YouTuber side, Ryan Johnston won, which was Austin Broome's brother-in-law. And Cowboy Kale, he won the TikToker one. So, but that was a tournament. If you won, you get featured on a card, etc. Social Knockout did their own, but it was no tournament. It was like, hey, come in and fight and impress me. And the guy who runs it, he even said in the press conference, he said, hey, we did a tryout. That's, I think that's what they call a tryout. And he said he wants to see who entertained him, who had fight, who stood out. So Tyson, and if you go on Tyson's Instagram, his bio says personal trainer. He looks to be in great shape. We can save IG stories. So, and I think one was at the tryouts. So I couldn't see much. There wasn't much footage. What I did see was he was standing and his opponent was on the ground. Don't know if he knocked him down by a punch. I don't know if it was slip. I don't know if he pushed him. All I'm gonna tell was he was standing, his opponent wasn't. So clearly he did enough to get people's attention at the tryout. So I'm pretty sure they, he stood up from tryout from, I think they had like 20 people there, maybe more, maybe less, I don't know. But they probably took, pulled him aside and said, hey, you entertain us, or put up a good fight, whatever. And if you look, he looks to be in great shape. As we know, this is boxing, or even YouTube boxing. Like, if you have one more skill than the other opponent, you're gonna win. Who has more heart, etc. And who isn't afraid of the big stage? That's what I want to touch on. They're currently going to do a second press conference. I don't think it has started yet, but the first one, oh man, it was brutal. Tyson had him the microphone. He was stuttering. He was like, the lights got too bright for him. Anyways, the dude who's running the whole thing, he tried to save him. Like, hey, trash talking doesn't matter. All we care about is fight game. This is the first time he's ever done anything speaking public or done anything like this. Like I said, dude, it's a personal trainer, and now he's talking in front of people, saying I'm gonna beat up this guy or beat up this kid. It's different, but now on the other hand, picked up the microphone, made the most of it. It was a short-lived promo because he was cussing, and they didn't like that, which is funny because like 10 minutes later, some dude who's a fight on the same car literally slapped another dude with a dirt diaper. So slinging shit is okay, but cussing isn't. So yeah, Tyson lost. He's down 0-1 in press conferences. Like I said, this doesn't mean nothing. If he goes out there and just my wops nows, the press conference goes away. No, everyone forgets about it. But it is funny. It do show how we have a saying here in the U.S. called armchair quarterback. People always say, oh, if I was, that was me, I'll do this. If I was me, Tyson really showed, like, he came out of nowhere to put my phone in his hand. They say he tries to the fight. And it's harder than it looks. It just is. And so he's not accustomed to it. So yeah, Tyson isn't good publicly trash talking. And that's all right, because if he fights, who cares? However, in my eyes, he froze. Because he's not accustomed to that. I said, now isn't either. He's a behind the scenes guy. But he stepped up. It was time to step up, and that I pay attention to that kind of things. And the reason why I pay attention to that is because we've looked at Slim versus NA Productions on Social Knockout 1. Social when NA Productions got into that ring, the stage was too big, the price was too right for him. And he did not want to be there. And once Slim tagged him, he just went out there. Now he's fighting again, which I probably didn't want to see him fight again, but hey, who knows, he might have a bounce back performance. We gotta see. But again, you have Tyson, and now they're going in there for the first time in front of a crowd. And now, this isn't pay-per-view, this is going to be available to watch on free, so it's going to be thousands of people watching. And yeah, it's going to be a fight. You know, I don't know if they had a tough upbringing or very physical, so we're going to see. We're going to see who likes getting punched in the face and who doesn't, real quick. I do have to say, being in front of a stage, whoever has the more experience, I guess even though the press conference was a big deal, now stepped up. He stepped up big time. He didn't have a long, press conference, but he was confident. Something that Tyson was. He wasn't confident. He was so like a deer in the headlights. So I'm gonna go with now, and the reason I picked him because he's been training to fight before the pandemic. So that was like 2019, maybe even early 2020. So he's been waiting for this moment, and this moment's finally here. For Tyson, he probably heard about social knockouts like what, a couple months ago. And now he started training like maybe what, a couple months ago. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting who wants him more on a Friday. I think the first round is going to be very, very telling. We're going to see who has confidence. We're going to see who's composed and who's focused. I think round two, if this fight makes it to round two, I think it ends round two because these guys are going to be amped and they're going to be hype. The adrenaline is going to be pumping. They're going to be nervous. And it's going to be all in one. I think round two, whoever can listen to the coach, can try to get on a game plan, etc. I think we'll win this fight. Now, with that said, I'm gonna pick now with the TKO stoppage. I think he's gonna win TKO. I think either the referee's gonna step in or they're gonna throw in the towel. Tyson is gonna be in great shape. Don't know how his car is gonna be with all those muscles. We don't know. Again, Niles has been training for a while now for this moment. So I think he has, and this is how I always judge it for YouTube boxer or influencer boxer. There's the dim lights and there's the bright lights. The dim lights, as I call it, training in the gym. Very important, but how do you perform where it all counts, which is gonna be Friday. And I think Brad Batch has just put in the more hours. I just do. If he goes in there and just forgets everything, it doesn't mean nothing. But yeah, that's my pick. I have Tyson going down. And hopefully this Tyson can be inspired from, Tyson Fury. You know what I mean? He put on a great all-time performance of himself, but we'll see. I am, like I said, I am biased. Like I said, I am a media guy. I've been following and covering YouTube boxing for a while, so it's kind of good to see somebody in our community, step up and fight. So it's going to be a very interesting fight. I have now. What do you guys have? And how you see this fight ending? So I have Tyson going down via TKO round two. The next fight I'm going to get into is Slim versus Abaddon. On a social knockout one, I overslept. I live in the U.S. I live in Kentucky. So the time zone is very different. So I woke up around like 2 or 3. So when I woke up, the event was already over. I think I no, I woke up like 3 or 4. The event was already over, so I had to go back and watch the highlights, the fights. I didn't watch the event from start to finish. So then I learned the only two people who had a stoppage on that event was Abaddon and Slim. And someone on Twitter said, "Hey, Slim might be fighting Abaddon." And they said that like similar size, both Middle Eastern, and both had stoppage on. So she knocked out one. Well, Slim was originally supposed to fight a Muay Thai fighter, and something happened that didn't work out for whatever reason. But yeah, I actually like this one better because the Muay Thai fighter, you know, Slim needs to fight big name influencers to get big fights. Him fighting an unknown Muay Thai fighter, an unknown boxer, MMA fighter, then don't get the attention of the names he wants to fight. He just isn't. And Abaddon isn't a big name in the US and the UK. However, at the press conference, he had a huge reaction. Like, and they said, even social knockout one, like, he had a huge crowd reaction. So, Slim could be going to the fight getting booed. It's very possible. But of course, I'd like this to give the background, the storyline, how these two men got to the position where they are at when they're gonna fight each other. I'll break down the fight, they give my prediction, and the aftermath. Oh, this one thing I didn't do for the Tyson versus Nao fight, what they're gonna do on the whoever wins. So I'm gonna say that at the last, what Slim will do if he wins, what Abaddon will do if he wins, etc. But yeah, let's talk about how these both gentlemen got here. Let's talk about Abaddon. Abaddon is a Middle Eastern influencer. I didn't know who he was. I still don't know who he is. If you beat Slim, trust me, everybody will know who he is. So I didn't watch the event live. I didn't watch it from start to finish. So after I woke up and I watched the Adams fight, Money Kiss fight, and Slim. I just didn't watch any more other fights. I think I saw performances by A Boogie. But when this fight was announced, I said, okay, so let me check out Abaddon's fight. And again, he's new. The other guy who fought was very new. The other guy who was fighting was very aggressive. His opponent was coming forward. He was aggressive. He was just throwing punches to see if they land. But Abaddon was, I gotta give him credit, he was calm. He just stood back. He was very calculated by, like, you know, it was sloppy punches, but he was just counting everything that the guy was throwing. It was clean counters as well. And I believe he got a round two TKO stoppage. The first round, he was getting his confidence. In the second round, you go back and watch this fight. Not only was he confident, he knew he was going to stop the dude. He knew it. When he heard him, he went in for the kill. So that, you know, impressed me. So that made me say, you know what? This is going to be Slim's toughest opponent, period. Fousey was a big guy, strong guy. He was also aggressive. But he had no defense. And in boxing, you have to have defense. Something can have better defense than better offense. In any productions, he saved was too big, lights were too bright. He got punched, he didn't like it. He would really turn around and covering up. So, yeah, this will be Slim's toughest opponent because he literally has a stoppage on his belt. And Slim knows something about that. He and Jake Paul are the only two influencers in YouTube boxing to have multiple stoppage. Jake has four. He has Deji, Gibb, Nate Robinson, Ben Askren. That's four. Slim has Fousey in any productions. So, will Slim get his third stoppage, or would an upset happen? So, Abaddon, I don't know how he got into the slot to fight Slim, but hey, opportunity knocked, and he took the challenge. I give it up to him. On the teletype, they don't show the guy's height, reach, or weight. They just, you know, talk about their followers on social platforms, which I understand this is literally YouTube boxing influencers. But I didn't know the size difference. So at the press conference, Slim and Abaddon, I think Slim was a little bit taller. I think Slim said that Abaddon was heavier. So, you know, we gotta see about that. Reach, I couldn't really tell. We gotta see on fight night. So let's talk about Slim and Slim. I don't like the Hitman. I like Slim Slim better. That name for Slim. But again, he and Adam both want to be active So they fought on social knockout one. In my opinion, Adam lost that fight. And Slim clearly won his fight. Slim wants bigger fights. Hopefully he has moved past Dejan Gibb. Because clearly Dejan Gibb does not want to fight him. So I think he's moved on to King Kenny from Bear Squad. And FaZe Temper of FaZe Clan. And if he was able to fight FaZe Temper at FaZe Clan versus the world, come on, man, that'd be huge. Like I said, 2022 is going to be a big year, man. We might see FaZe Clan versus the world, FaZe Temper versus Slim, Money Kid versus FaZe Drivers, who knows? Slim, I don't have to go into depth about how he got to here. He want to fight Gibb. I believe it was going to be Slim versus Gibb on the first Social Knockout. Gibb didn't sign contract. He fought Holder instead. He got paid, fought a bigger name on the big stage. Can't really blame Gibb for that. So he had a fight. Slim had a fight in Productions, which, it is what it is. But this one, I can really say Abaddon has heart. And he has fight in him. He's never got tagged by some. The dude Abaddon was fighting is nowhere near Slim's league. I know Slim only has two fights, but I know it's not a very much to grade on. He got graded on what you got. And the one thing I will say about Slim is with each fight, he is confident and confident. Hope he doesn't get too cocky. I know he showboats, but hope he doesn't get too cocky. I think I talked about how Abaddon got there. Slim. Also on Social Knockouts, I don't know if you guys have noticed. I think somebody did a tweet on Instagram. I think eight of the 10 or eight of the 12 people who fought on Social Knockout 1 is fighting again on this one. So I believe they're cycling. I believe they're using the same core people. So even if you lose, it's alright, you can fight on the next one. So that's good for Abaddon. If Abaddon pulls up the upset and beats Slim, he could slide into a main event and he can fight whoever he wants to. But I will say Slim has a lot to lose on this fight. If you're on Bread Badge, whenever I post something about Slim and Adam or the YouTube boxing and YouTube underscore boxing underscore Twitter and IG post something about them, Slim's get a ton of hate. People give Jake Paul no credit, people give Slim no credit because they just hate him. If Abaddon was the first one to shadow Slim and knock him out, it would do wonders for his career. Wonders. Gil will chime in, Deji, a lot of people from the UK, period. People who just dislike Slim and Adam. So, like I said, people don't know who Abaddon is now, but if he was to shadow Slim and beat him, knock him out, his stock and his name will rise, guarantee it. All right, so I'll talk about the storyline. Now start with the fight. So they're very similar height. I can tell about the reach, but I give Slim the edge on reach. Wait, Slim said I would almost heavier, but how much heavier? But I know for oh, but you know what? For experience, I would give the edge to Slim. This is his third fight. But I think this fight goes to the judges. I do. I think this is gonna be a tough fight. Not only that, I think Abaddon gets a round. I really do. It's gonna be round one or round two. Sus, I think this is gonna be another 3 round event. I think it should be four or five. At the least four. At the most, I'd say like maybe five or six. 3 rounds just isn't enough. Look at Adam's last fight. But it is what it is. But I think Slim will win via unanimous decision. I think Abaddon wins a round. I think he has some fight in him. But I do think Slim's experience will give him the edge, give him the victory. And apologies if this sounds like I'm half asleep while I'm recording this, because I am. This is like 4:30 a.m. And I actually just got off work not too long ago. So, not fully energized, but I will be for Thursday. And again, for people who listen to this, make sure you DM me. Make sure I have a link to the Anchor link where you can ask questions and be featured on the next episodes. I'm taking your fans' question. They say that's going to do the second press conference. I know it's a big time difference. It should be going on right now. I'm gonna see if anything crazy happens. But yeah, so I have Slim beating Abaddon via unanimous decision, goes to the judges. And I think Abaddon wins a round. I think for Slim, he only wants big fights. He wants to face Temper, he wants to fight King Kenny, he wants to fight Gib, he wants to fight Deji. Unfortunately, beating Abaddon, even in a round, I think doesn't really push me in the right direction, if that makes sense. Like, nobody's gonna see it like, okay, Slim, I want you next. He just isn't a big name. Abaddon is. However, this is boxing. You fight who's in front of you. Slim fought Fousey. Everyone thought Fousey was gonna win, including me. Slim won. He was an underdog. Boom. Any productions, trash. But hey, you gotta fight who in front of you. Abaddon, see my guy who has some fight in him. And that's all Slim has to do. Slim right now has to gain experience. Slim has to, yeah, he has to gain experience. He has to get some more rounds under his belt and just learn a new skill and get more confident. I mean, excuse me, and be more confident. Because I think, like I said, I know they use the same core people. Eventually, they're going to have to branch out to new people. As I mentioned, FaZe Clan versus the world. I really hope FaZe Clan have their own event. FaZe Temper, FaZe Rug, FaZe Jarvis, FaZe Sensei, even Overflow can even be involved. Maybe Slim can go on their event. No disrespect, but I highly doubt FaZe Temper is going to go on Social Knockout. I highly they can have their own event. FaZe Clan is to collab with McDonald's and DC Comics. They can have their own event in LA. It'd be sold out, Staples Center, it'd be sold out within a day. But yeah, but with that said, this is Slim has a lot more to lose, put it that way. If he was to lose, getting knocked down or knocked out, whatever, man, the bread batch comment session we roasted him. And he can kiss all those big name opponents goodbye. He really could. If he was to lose to Abaddon, who might be a very good guy, a very good fighter, I should say. He can kiss those big name fights goodbye. So again, this fight isn't going to be a stepping stone to bigger fights, but it's gonna be a good learning experience for Slim. And again, he could be another knockout reel on his resume. Okay, now I'm going to wrap this up. Again, if you guys have made it this far throughout the show, we appreciate your support. Like I said, I'm not a full-time creator. I actually work a full-time job. I just do this on the side. I really enjoy, YouTube boxing. I enjoy the community and everybody involved, the fans, etc. And I can't wait to get off and go to sleep. I really can't. I'm gonna try to edit this. If not, I edit it tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see what in the mood I am. But yeah, one thing I do want to talk about is for both fights, I think at the beginning, the middle, and the end, what happens if they win? If Slim wins, well, he's gonna call out FaZe Temper, King Candy, Gib, Deji, etc. If Abaddon wins, however, let's say it's a very close decision. I could see Abaddon versus Slim 2 happening at Social Knockouts 3, I really could. If Abaddon does straight up might whop Slim, what does that do for Abaddon's career? See, I never heard of him, but if he for him to do that, he's on my radar now. And count for Tyson versus now. Tyson was a personal trainer, man. Like, this is if he was to somehow win, his name, his stock rises. Not only this, a good opportunity for him, man. But like, he'd be able to fight again on the next card, get some more money, grow his brand, grow his business, etc. For now, however, what does this do for him? Is this a one and done? Do they want to continue fighting? If he wins, who do he fight next? I would love to see him fight another media guy, your person who got big off their media, off their brand, like a DJ Academics or an Adam 22 of Note Jumper. I do remember when Tanner Fox called him out, the Bread Batch, when his fight with Raylan Storm got canceled, and that's when Tanner Fox just spazzed on everybody. I never forget that day. He was spazzing on everybody. And he called out Bread Batch. He was like, "Hey, you can help me. I'll give my side of the story." And I tried to expose him, but he looked crazy doing it. I don't know. So maybe, Bread Batch versus Tanner Fox. Who knows? Crazier shit has happened. And that's gonna do it for this episode, man. Again, thanks for bearing with me. I am, my 8-hour shift at work. Plus, it being 4:30 starting to kick in. I actually tried to record Saturday, and for some reason, the audio stuff wasn't working. I do know you guys have been complaining how it was. The show hasn't been loud enough, hasn't been clear enough. So I really want to tinker with it. So I think you guys will be happy with this. If not, let me know. I'll try to improve it. So again, on the next episode, I'm going to do a. You guys will be involved. You guys will ask questions, answer questions, and I'll try to answer them. Not only that, if you want me to break down Adam versus Anus, I do. If you want me to break down any productions versus the guy who do shit at him, I would if you want me to. The female fighter is very is historic. I don't care about it, but it's very historic. Tasha Gloves want to be the first one to put the first ever female influencer fight. Live X Live, they want to do a whole event of female influencers versus other female influencers. So Social Knockout being the first one to do it, it's huge. So shout out to them. I'll be watching. I have no rooting interest. It's a good fight. I hope they entertain me. That's all I can ask for. Like if you guys want me to do that, I'll do it Thursday. One more thing. Again, make sure you follow me on all my socials on YouTube Fight Lounge, IG Fight Lounge, and Twitter Fight Lounge. Because I'm on Twitter daily, all day, all day, every day, excuse me, and IG as well. So follow me on there. And that's going to do it. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed recording it, even though I'm half asleep. But I'll see y'all next time. Peace.